We haven't talked about this. Clara Looper received hate mail, bomb threats.
Correct.
Shotgun shells.
Yes.
Note from the KKK.
Yes.
They broke into her house. Someone burned some furniture.
That is my understanding. She went through a lot. I recall her daughter, Marilyn, at this time was at Douglas High School, and they had to take her out of school because of the threats. You can imagine being young, how fearful that could make anybody. When you are getting the threat, that's one thing. But when you're threatening my children, that's another thing.
Yeah. At what age then and what year did you get involved with these demonstrations?
Probably in 60, 61. I graduated from high school in 64. I went on to Langston University. But she kept me involved. We attended national NAACP conventions as part of the organization. And after I got married, you could believe every year. She said, okay, Joyce, we need a donation from you. We've got to take these young kids like we did you. And I would give her a donation every year. Because although the Civil Rights Act was signed in 1964, the convention today continues. And being exposed to other people from all over the United States at the NAACP National Convention, that was an experience itself. To know that we all had the same agenda, and that was equality for all. The convention was not attended by only African Americans. You had other races participating in the convention itself. So Miss Looper kept me connected, and I was glad to give, wasn't a big donation, but others donated so I could be a part of. I didn't have money to go to Washington, D.C. when we heard Dr. Martin Luther King deliver the I Have a Dream speech. But because she would take up donations out of the community, from the churches and all, we were able to go. Every time I'd ask Mother, could I go to a national convention, she said, you know we don't have money. But Miss Looper said, if you say I can go, she'd make sure our affairs would be taken care of. And we went on a bus.
And I want to get to that. What was your first sit-in demonstration?
I can't tell you the first, except I'm thinking it was Anamald.
Anamald.
Anamald was one. Cress. I remember being a part of all of those.
Okay.
But which one was first? You're asking me to go 60 years back, and it's hard for me to determine which one was first.
And then you were how old again?
The first one, I was 11 years old.
But your first actual participation?
That I recall was when I was in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
I would have been about 13.
13 years old. There you are sitting in one of these drugstores.
That's right. We were mainly on the sidewalk. You couldn't get all of us in a restaurant.
Because by that time it had grown
to quite a huge number.
Yes,
yes. So we were standing outside blocking the sidewalks, or we were sitting on the sidewalk. That's one reason we got kicked. People trying to get in. We were blocking doors, et cetera.
I read where they would step on your hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When the movement increased to those large numbers, you were not in the facility itself on many occasions. You were outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to bring this up because in John A. Brown, the first black in the cafeteria was a seven-month-old baby that was snuck in by a white protester and activist, Carolyn Nixon, alongside her own four-year-old daughter. And so they came in, and then they served them. But here was a seven-month-old black baby that just threw them off. How can we be serving you when you have this black child? Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And yet, did they want to serve her? No. Because she had the black child.
Well, after they found out she had a black child, then they wished they hadn't served her.
I know. That's what I was getting ready
right,
to say.
Right.
For many, you could be black and looked white if you were biracial. And that's why I say many times it was primarily because of the color of your skin. Once they found out you were part of the Negro race, that just put up a wall for many people that something was wrong with you. And we're not supposed to treat you like you are a human being, so to speak.